Welcome to Midday's Top News at this hour. We bring you a curated selection of the most significant and compelling news from around the globe. Stay informed with the latest developments in the nation, Mumbai, entertainment, sports, and more. Let's dive into the headlines shaping our world today. Maharashtra Assembly elections likely only after Diwali. The Maharashtra Assembly polls are expected to be held after Diwali in November this year, instead of October, giving the Mahayuti government at least a month more in office before it takes on the Mahavikas Aghadi, MVA. On Friday, the Election Commission of India, ECI, parted with the practice of holding Maharashtra elections together with Haryana's. Read more. Uttar Pradesh, 20 coaches of Sabarmati Express derail near Kanpur, no injuries reported. As many as 20 coaches of the 19,168 Sabarmati Express passenger train derailed near Govindpuri station in Kanpur during the wee hours of Saturday, rail officials said. There is no report of any loss of life or injury in the accident. While speaking about Sabarmati Express derail, North Central Railway, NCR, Senior Public Relations Officer Shashikant Tripathi told PTI that the accident occurred at 2:30 a.m. He said there is no report of loss of life or property. The train was going from Varanasi to Ahmedabad. Rescue and relief operations are underway. The train derailed between Kanpur and Bhimsen Railway Station. Read more. Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections in three phases. Haryana on October 1st. Assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir will be held in three phases from September 18th, while Haryana will go to polls in a single phase on October 1st, the Election Commission announced on Friday. Voting will take place for 90 seats in Jammu and Kashmir on September 18th, September 25th and October 1st, the AIC said. Read more. Bachchan Jr. at his best. Relationships often form the crux of Shujit Sarkar's movies. For his yet untitled Next, the director has delved into the tender bond between a father and his daughter as the two try to rekindle their relationship. What makes the project special for Sarkar is that it marks his first collaboration with Abhishek Bachchan. The director, who shot the drama in the US last September, is deeply impressed by his leading man. Read more. Manu wants to horse around. Her shooting hand bruised by repeated pistol recoils during unrelenting training, Manu Bahakar will take a well-deserved three-month break. But it won't be a vacation. The double Olympic medalist will continue her other routines including yoga and waking up at 6 a.m. in M-Dash, which she hates. And she also plans to catch up on her hobbies in M-Dash, horse riding, skating, Bharatnatyam and violin practice to name a few. Bhakar, 22, who won bronze medals in the 10m air pistol and 10m air pistol mixed team, partnering Sarabjot Singh, was at PTI headquarters on Friday along with her coach and shooting great Jaspal Rana for an interaction. Read more.